buddy?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there. We had sunshine today, you know?
We had the opposite. We had overcast skies and 50 degrees and rain.
Okay, so
we switched for the day.
We had sunshine and 35, but I'll take the sunshine.
Yeah, right? We don't blame you there.
Yeah.
Don't blame you there at all. I got to put my Bicentennial Flight shirt on for this one.
I got to get one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one.
I do. That was a Funko, right? That was a Funko shirt.
No, this one's from the shop.
Oh, it was from the shop?
The Funko one had this picture.
Okay.
But this one in particular is from the shop.
Okay. All right.
But they did. The Funko one had this picture.
I thought it was.
I don't know why. It was kind of weird. But I do remember that one, the Funko one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, those everybody obviously knows and is well aware of our loss, of everyone's loss to Mr. Carl Weathers, who passed on February 2nd, the age of 76. Went to sleep. I mean, you got to go.
That's the best way to go.
The sleep is it, I would think.
But it was so unexpected, you know, kind
Very.
Of. I did you hear if he was like had any illness, any sickness?
I saw him on the commercial, the Super Bowl commercial, the teaser.
Okay,
he was on a Super Bowl commercial with Gronkowski. He had the Comic Con in Virginia coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear anything about him being sick. That video that we posted on Round 14, where he said he couldn't make Boston show because he was directing, didn't seem sick.
No.
And that one was done like week or so before it happened.
Okay.
The
man at his age was a 76, right?
76, yeah.
I mean, he's still built like a brick shit house, you know?
Oh, I mean, when I met him, that's what I said to him. Well, not verbatim. But no, when we were talking, he asked me what to sign on the glove. I said, look at you, man. What's the secret? I said, you look like you could step right back in the ring. And he laughed that big, deep laugh. It looks deceiving, my friend. And, you know, I was like, well, you can say that all you want, man. But
yeah,
I'm looking at you and you're a big dude and you're in good shape. You can see, yeah. You know, because you can tell. You can tell when somebody's in good shape.
Yeah, he was jacked, no doubt.
So, I mean, you know, and it goes to show you what a loss it was because let me check our Instagram page really quick. I posted that little memorial video and it had, as of this morning, it had 10,000 views.
Oh, my God.
As of this morning. And that was only, you know, 5 days ago that it was posted.
Wow.
And right now it has 18,600 views.
That's
crazy. It goes to show you how much, you know, how what he meant to people.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are sharing that and posting it. The other one I did, he has 1,000 views. I mean, you know, his I'm sure they're in there searching his name and looking for, you know, looking for things.
Oh, yeah.
Like Burt Young was 4 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
Remember correctly? Yeah. Again, Burt was a little older. Not that it was acceptable to die at, you know, his age. But he was 6 or 7 years older. And not in the shape that Carl Weathers was in. So
No.
But it still hit hard. But this one, never saw it coming.
No, not when you look at a guy like Carl Weathers and the incredible physique that the man has always had. Whether it was just good genetics or whatever the case may be, you see someone like that pass away and you're like, oh my God, you know, there's just no,
well, I think it might have been a combination of his body. I mean, you know, obviously everybody that's a big fan knows he started in pro football with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
So right there alone, you're playing for the NFL. Obviously you're keeping yourself in tip top shape. I mean, there is in shape as you could be.
Right.
When he started studying acting and stuff while he was playing ball.
And, right. He went, he went 2 years to, he got cut by John Madden. And John told him he was too emotional, I think was the terminology.
Which is crazy coming from John Madden, right?
Yeah, right. We've seen him on the sideline.
Exactly. If you haven't seen him, if anybody's young enough that they don't know who he is, he's not just the name of a video game.
Right.
Go look up some YouTube videos of him, and you'll see
he was a real
how
person.
Passionate he was when he was talking about the plays and the X's and the O's and, you know, and boom, and then, you know, moving around.
Yeah.
And
stuff. So, right. Yeah.
He was for him to say Carl was very emotional. That, you know, yeah. But it also might have been where he was emotional, where he wasn't focusing on what he needed to do because he was getting so worked up about it.
True.
You know, I don't know.
Who knows? But then he went 2 years and played, 2 or 3 years and played in Canadian ball for the BC Lions, I believe it was.
Yeah, BC Lions.
You know.
The whole time he was playing ball, he was studying acting, and he's a big guy. I mean, mm-hmm. So it's not like he was hiding in the corner there and you couldn't see him. He did say in the one interview that we posted, you know, the guys that come up, the De Niro's and Al Pacino's and stuff, they're amazing actors. But they see a guy like me coming in and they're, oh, you got to be a bad guy. Look at how big you are. Like, we couldn't act, you know, he was saying, you know, we can't come across and act properly. He's listed here at 6'2", 220 on his, on the biography of him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably about accurate. I mean, give or take.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit taller and he might be a little bit bigger, but I mean, it's approximate, but it's a big guy. 6'2", 220.
But his body fat percentage is, you know, 10 or.
Oh, well, just like Sly, it went down with the movies. I mean, obviously, as we know, we all seen this picture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sly, you know the story that he went and read with Sly and the big bum, big bass voice was, if you get me with a real actor, I could show you how I could really read this scene.
Right.
So right. He is the guy playing Rocky. And, but Sly thought that was so amazing because that's what Apollo would have done.
Sure.
And so that's what got him the role. And, you know, we've seen everybody that is a fan has seen the post by Sly regarding his death, and you could hear it in his voice. You could just hear it in his voice. He was
absolutely
very emotional. But back to your statement about his body fat. Yeah, I mean, that was Rocky, and then you got Rocky II, and he's trimming up a little bit more there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. I mean, look, you know, if you showed somebody the fight scenes or the training scenes with Carl Weathers, look at him.
Well, you would think he's a real boxer.
That's just where I was going. And you didn't tell him it was a movie.
Yeah.
You'd be like, look at this guy, Apollo Creed from the 70s. And you just told some young kid who likes boxing. I believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he had the motions. He had he looked so natural doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like we've talked about this before, where you get some actors or actresses and you put them in a sports movie. Okay. Baseball, football, boxing, basketball, whatever it may be. And you try to have them act athletic, you can tell that they're not, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a couple of movies, and I don't remember what they were. They were movies my daughters are watching. And the guy who's playing the quarterback was throwing the ball. I'm like, this guy never threw a ball in his life.
Right.
He's right. Never thrown a football in his life. You can just tell by the motion. Just, it wasn't working. And you can tell by the boxing if somebody is, you know, even if you're athletic and you've never boxed. You can get the hang of it if a boxer shows you what to do.
Right.
I'm not saying you can become a boxer. I'm saying you can fake it for a film. But he looked so fluid and so – I'm telling you, if you take those films and don't tell somebody that's younger and say that there was a boxer, they believe it.
I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely.
100%. But do you remember seeing him on Good Times back in the 70s?
You know what? I've seen the clip. I don't remember seeing – the actual show episode.
Oh, I did. I used to watch Good Times growing up.
You know? I watched it here and there growing up too.
And he was, I mean, just as bombastic and big, big and
everybody you know, picked up in the scene. He picks up JJ like he's nothing.
I know, yeah. And but I think it was like I would get when I was younger, I'd get him and John Amos a little. I'd get confused because they're both big guys, both you
big
know.
Guys, yeah,
yeah. And I think John Amos even might have played some football as well, but. Irregardless, and John Amos was in lockup. You know?
You know, the Sly connection.
Yeah, a little Sly connection. Six shades to Sly, or whatever we want to call it. You know?
Yeah, right. The 6 degrees, like Kevin Bacon.
Right.
But yeah, if you look at all the movies, but, I mean, he got more and more jacked each film. I mean, look at him. I mean, he's just he's not playing around.
No,
it was Rocky III there, where there is no tomorrow. We all know that quote.
Oh yeah.
You know, and told Rocky, you know, you had that eye of the tiger, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're Sly Stallone shop, if anybody's watching from the shop. Hint, hint. Awesome looking shirt.
Yeah, hint, hint, wink, wink. We'd like to see that one on a shirt.
Just saying, you know, just kind of hinting around there.
Yeah, that might be a solid, course, you know.
What's that?
It might get sold out pretty quickly.
Oh, my goodness. They released it now? They wouldn't have any left in an hour.
No, I personally don't have. No, I gotta take this back. I think I have two Apollo Creed type shirts. Right, one is like Rocky versus Apollo, or Rocky defeats Apollo, 1976.
Oh, the words, yeah.
Yeah, and then I have one from like really old one from Old Navy. You know.
Oh, okay.
I think it would fit my if I was to have a little son.
and it's just Apollo, or is the two of them?
Well, no, it's Rocky and Apollo.
Okay.
You know, I think Deb shrunk it in the dryer on me.
Come on, Deb.
You know.
Yeah, this is the only one I have that has Apollo on it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. They have this shirt I was going to buy before the shop actually opened. That was somewhere, and I think it was like Spencer's or something in the mall. I don't remember. Oh,
okay.
But it was given all his names there, the Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Fisto, the Prince of Punch, Master of Disaster, the one and only.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed. But yeah, look at him for Rocky IV. I mean, he, jeez.
Jesus.
I mean, he's just a beast there. That's Rocky IV, and there's Rocky II.
How do you get much better with age?
Right?
I want to take whatever he's taking.
That was 79, and this is 85. 6 years amazing. Later, that's what he looked like.
Jeez.
Yeah, we all know with dancing, that big smile he's got on his face. You know, taunting old Drago there.
Yep.
Crazy. Crazy. But yeah, I mean, he like Sly said, he was a huge part of the films being as successful as they were.
Oh, yeah.
You know how hard it is to write a part, never mind playing a part, of the villain and not have anybody hate you? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like he was the villain you either hated to love or loved to hate. But
it was very different with Drago or Clubber. But Apollo,
you respect him.
He had that charm. You had the respect for him. You know, he was, you know, I retired more men than Social Security. He had his little one-liners.
Yeah.
Plus, he was good. And he backed it up.
Yep.
He just, you know, I mean, he had, even when he was done, he had the little one-liners. Remember when in Rocky III? Now, come on, you really think that Rocky could hit that hard? And he's like, "Why do you think I'm sitting out here with you?" He had great one-liners.
Yeah.
And, you know, a gentleman, just all around a great character, played so perfectly by a great man.
And I can see above your left shoulder, you had the opportunity. Left shoulder? Yes.
Yeah, it was my left. Yeah, that's the glove he signed. And I got a little Apollo Creed Uncle Sam.
Okay. Okay.
Outfit there, and I got that Apollo Street sign somebody made for me. Very good friend of mine.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, as you guys know, Sophia and I saw him in Philly. So there we are. There, we'll come back to that one.
Sure.
We got a lot more people that met him and saw him and have some nice stories to say.
Yeah.
I mean, but after Rocky's success, I mean, let's face it, Rocky put him on the map. You know, he did a bunch of shows, like you said, Good Times and you know, little low Starsky and Hutch and Kojak and things of that nature. And then he did Rocky, and this he exploded. And for the four films, he was a huge integral part of it.
I loved him in Predator.
Well, that was the film he did after oh my goodness, Rocky IV.
Okay.
Rocky IV was 85 and Predator was 86.
Yeah.
You know, he played Dylan, who's part of his biggest arm is both of them. It's like the world's most famous handshake.
Right.
You know, but then here he is again. Look at him. He's just jacked.
Yeah. The man looks like he's got a loaf of Hawaiian rolls for a stomach in the package.
He does.
You know, well,
after Predator in 87, he did Action Jackson.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good
one. There he is again. I mean, what was he got, like a 28-inch waist there?
Yeah. Sick. Do you remember him in The Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor?
You know, I never watched the show. I do remember him being in it. I remember seeing the commercials and whatnot. But that show was on a long time, too.
Yeah,
it was. But I never did watch it. I never did check it out. I probably should have because, he did do that. When we saw him up in Philly and we had the little Q&A session that you could ask him questions and just listen to him talk about his career, he mentioned to somebody asked him about Action Jackson. And he said that he wanted it back then to be a franchise. He wanted there to be like four or five films. But the studios had other plans. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Right.
And he was actually trying to kind of revive it. Obviously, somebody young and muscular to play it. But he was going to be like the sergeant or something or whatever.
Or
yeah, something like that. But obviously that will never come to fruition.
No.
Later on after that, what was it, like 90 something, 95, 96, he played Chubbs.
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
And
with the wooden hand.
And you know, I did not know this, I guess, but I guess with that deep baritone voice, the man could sing.
Right? Right?
He could sing.
He did.
Hands down. Boom. We've only just begun.
Film with Adam Sandler, too. I never saw it, that Little Nicky film. I never watched it, though. So he did in The Heat of the Night for 92, 93, 94 for 3 years. And he also did a show called Street Justice for 4 years.
Okay. I don't recall that one.
Yeah, I don't either. And then he did a bunch of other, you know, cameos and guest stars and stuff, where he played, you know, like a cop or something like that along those lines.
Okay.
And then it says here in 2009, he played the father of a Michael Strahan character in a movie in the sitcom called Brothers. He did some commercials again. And then around 2018, 2019, I don't watch this, but he's in The Mandalorian, where he earned an Emmy nomination.
Yeah, that took me by surprise because I'm not a big Trek or not Trekkie. Sorry.
I know, really. Be careful. You might have somebody show up at your house.
I know. Star Wars person. I've only seen the first one time. That's it.
But oh, really?
That's it. But I'm like, well, what the heck's a Mandalorian? I was like, is it like a DeLorean?
But I didn't know either. Like I said, I mean, I did see all this Star Wars. I haven't seen them in a long time, like the later ones. But the first three I did see, which are now not really the first three. They're kind of the middle three. But anyway, so he was supposed to be doing very well in that. They were bringing him back for another season. I don't know how many seasons there were.
Is it that Super Bowl commercial with Gronkowski was yep. he was dressed like the Mandalorian. Is it
he,
Mandalorian?
He just did that where he that was on just during the championship games.
But was that a Mandalorian outfit he was wearing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I don't know if that was a connection to the show or he just had on a similar looking leather jacket or something. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know if they're going to show the commercial now at this point. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know if they're going to put on a little, like, in memory and then show it, or maybe they won't show it at all. I don't know.
Good point. Good point. I mean,
I could see both. Reasons true. Why.
True. Yeah, it can go either way.
Remember, too, he was the voice of Combat Carl.
Yeah.
In Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
So. And he had an amazing, it's like all the TV shows like you mentioned, Rick, Good Times, $6 Million Man, Starsky and Hutch, Barnaby Jones.
God, you know, I got to go back.
All the 70s shows.
I got to go back and check out the $6 Million. I never missed an episode of the $6 Million Man.
Oh, you still love it.
I don't remember him in that.
I was the same way. I watched every one. I had the action figure that you looked in the back of his head. But I don't remember him in that either. But
and I remember Andre the Giant playing Bigfoot. Remember that?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too much. But yeah, it's such a shame. He was so talented and so gifted. It shocked. I mean, it's 76. I understand. He's not a spring chicken.
Yeah, but that's still young for today's
game. But it's still young, and it's even younger in my eyes for the condition he was in.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was sick and he was cancer or, whatever, you get it. It's eventually coming.
Right.
But I was at Comic-Con, MegaCon, with my daughter, Sophia, and we were in line getting ready to meet Michael J. Fox. And, a message came on the phone, and I was like, what? No. I go and Google it. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I messaged you right after.
I know, and I wake
you're the next
up
person
to that.
I
I'm like,
so come on.
I wake up to this. I look at my phone. I'm like, what?
It's just shocking. You just didn't expect it. Didn't see it coming.
Not with a person who was in like, it looks like they're in tip top condition, you know.
And the outpouring of tributes by celebrities and colleagues and co-workers and co-stars and
right
Dolph Lundgren put his up there, Sly put his up there, and there was many people that put things on social media, on the TV show, the entertainment shows. I don't watch them, and it was just such a shame. I know John Rivoli told me he was, because I asked him for a picture and I didn't know, he never met him. And he said he was supposed to go like in a week or two to have him sign some of his artwork. Oh, and he's finally going to meet him. Oh, my goodness.
Well, wasn't he going to be up in Niagara Falls like in June?
Supposed to be. No, that was Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, okay.
He was supposed to be in Richmond, Virginia in March.
Okay.
But yeah, Dolph is supposed to be in Niagara in June. Okay, and Dolph is also in Richmond, Virginia in March.
Okay. So, Dolph, Talia, Sly, go hide under your beds.
Yeah, right?
And stay away from anything bad.
I mean, it's obviously Burgess Meredith was the first to go. He was a lot older.
Yeah.
You weren't like as, oh, my God, really? Mickey died? Obviously, when Tommy Morrison died, that was a shock because he was so young.
Right.
But then after that, there was nobody that wasn't of age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until Burt Young.
Right.
And, you know, like you said, that only happened.
But we both watched Bottom of the Ninth, which might have been Burt's last movie, I believe. You know, and you kind of looked at him, you could tell he was definitely slowing down. Not that you wished any ill, but you could tell time had caught up. You know, so was it a shock? Yes, but not like this with Carl. The man looks like he could step back in the ring in 3 seconds, you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So
absolutely agreed. Yeah, he did very little after Bottom of the Ninth. Bottom of the Ninth was 2019. And then in 2020, he did the 40 Years of Rocky with Derek Wayne Johnson, that documentary.
Okay.
Stallone Frank, that is, with him as well. And then he played Luca in Charlie Boy, a detective in Final Code.
Oh.
That was in 2021. And that was the last of his work.
Okay, so, you know, he kept on rocking and rolling there for a little
bit. For another 2 years, yeah.
Well, you could definitely see that, you know, time had...
He's getting older and he's slowing down, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But like you said, with Carl, not a mile away, I didn't see him. Never saw that.
No. And yeah. I believe I read that Carl was married 3 times. Do you know how many... I didn't recall seeing how many children he may have had.
Let's see here. He has 2 sons.
Okay.
I don't recall how many wives. I think you're right. I think it was 2. Yeah, it is 2. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's 3.
It's 3, yeah.
Marianne from 73 to 83, Rona from 84 to 06, and Jennifer 07 to 09. And Marianne is who he has his sons with.
And he has 2 boys. Well, that's kind of like a reality following the films with... He was married to Marianne.
Yeah, right. That is a little ironic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's such a shame. That's a shame. I still can't believe it happened.
I know.
I mean, because like you look at him here, this is a very recent picture of him.
Handsome dude. You know what?
I mean, good looking guy.
Yeah.
He's got the gray beard. He's got, you know, I don't know how he worked out having a gray beard and not gray hair, but that's all right.
Yeah. Whatever.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could flip that. I'd go with a gray beard.
The man's a stallion.
He is. We had asked a bunch of our followers and fans to send in pictures if they met him and tell us stories. The stories I'm going to have to read to you guys. Some of them are you know, they're not real long. Some of them are, you know, just basically saying how they met. This is our friend Dan. He goes by Rocky Fan Dan. He looks like he met him twice, obviously.
Yeah.
And obviously, he met him a while ago. So he still has that just the mustache, and it's dark.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. And I guess, and he must have had him sign the boxing glove there, so that's kind of cool. He sent in stuff before. He has a very he has an awesome collection of Rocky memorabilia.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's there. And then the next one we have this gentleman here, his name is Jerry, and he didn't send a picture of himself. He sent a picture of Carl signing his poster. He designed this poster, and that's what's on his webpage.
Oh, nice.
And it was at the Philly Comic-Con in 22 when I went and saw him. He said that he had the privilege of seeing the Master of Disaster signing something that he created.
Wow.
So he's like, I told him I created the poster, and he paused a second, and then that deep voice, he goes, you did this? Wow, that's really nice. He said, unfortunately, it was during COVID, so he had the mask on.
Yeah.
But he's glad he met him. He said he was definitely a gentleman, nice man. Let's see here. We have Vincent, the next picture. That's a little more recent. You can see his grays in the beard. Oh, he's got an Apollo Creed shirt on there, too.
Look at that. I was just looking at that. That's a pretty cool looking shirt. Yeah.
It is. There you go. You should have did the Predator shake.
Yeah.
Let's see. After that one, we got Tony D. Tony. Tony is – I don't know if I've ever seen Tony calm.
No, I know.
He's about as excited as you could be. That man is just one gigantic ball of energy. And he's positive energy, too. That's what I love about it.
Well, he's always smiling. Tony's always smiling. Always.
He said he's glad we got to meet him. We did get to meet him at the same time. He came to the Philly Con when I was there. He was behind me in line. We got to meet him technically together.
Was that 2020?
No. It's 2022.
Okay, because there was one where Sly was going to be there.
That was 18.
Okay. And he backed out, and then I did not buy my tickets.
Yeah, I didn't buy the tickets either. And because it showed that he was not going.
Right.
Yeah, that's Tony with his boys. And then this young lady here, Alexandra, let me find her story here. Here it is. This is her son. His name is Dawson. The picture she sent, you couldn't see her and him met Carl. And you really can't see it, but I figured I'd put this one up because this one you could see. But it's just, he signed the boxing glove for Dawson there.
That's a nice autograph.
Yeah, and he wrote whatever you wanted. He wrote all the, if you don't tell him anything, I guess he just writes all the best and writes Apollo Creed. You know, on my glove over here, I asked him to write, I want the Stallion. And then he wrote that and signed it, wrote Apollo Creed on it.
Nice.
So what else we got here? Here we go. We got our buddy Chris. Yep, right there.
Okay.
Met him in Louisiana. Wow. Met him in Louisiana in January of 23.
Oh.
He actually said to me, he goes, I'm a teacher. Can you video a message for my students? And he goes, yeah, sure. And he's like, study, study, study.
Oh, man. There was his opportunity to say,
don't be a stinker. I thought the same thing. I thought exactly the same thing. I'm like, oh, why did he say that? I mean, he might have forgotten.
I know.
Don't be a stinker. Carry a leather briefcase.
Yep.
This one here is another one from Chris. Another Chris, I'm sorry, which I'm assuming his last name is Brown. Chris Brown.
Yes.
He did the Predator shake. There you go.
Yeah. I've had a long conversations with Chris Brown.
He said he met Carl twice over the years at a movie convention in Philadelphia and New Jersey. An incredible man, very gracious with his time. He goes, I showered him with praises that I had for the Rocky franchise and Apollo Creed. And Carl telling Chris that he was so proud and honored to have portrayed an iconic character that will outlive him and will entertain others for years to come.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
It's too bad you got to get old, Stallion.
That's right. I think I put on one of my, somebody put a post up. Might have been hours from round 14. I don't remember, but I'm like, you know, although mortality or whatever will always have its place, our heroes will never truly die.
As long as
there's film and as long as we have this, they'll never truly die.
And like I posted with the one post we did on round 14, like Duke says in Rocky IV, you know, we're the ones to keep the spirit alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that no matter which of them it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if it's not us, because now we're gone, hopefully it's people that we've enlightened the Rocky world to, or our children, or whomever.
Yeah.
But I believe that.
Someday we'll pass the mic over and let them, whoever's going to come in and, you know.
Like Duke said, right? When he died, a part of me died.
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Matt Cantagnola. Matt and his beautiful family. I got to talk to them at Rocky Day a little bit. Very nice people. But Matt wrote that he was such a kind-hearted gentleman. He met him at Rhode Island Comic Con. Very nice to the boys. And he gave my youngest son the Dylan handshake from Predator.
Oh, cool.
He signed everything exactly how you asked him. And they wanted on the boxing glove, Apollo Creed meets the Italian Stallion, 1176.
Oh, wow.
And then he said to the boys, sounds like a damn monster movie.
That's great awesome.
that he said that.
That's so awesome.
That is so great. He said, then they went for the photo op, and he goes, oh, the family's back. And then he gave Matt the Dylan handshake.
Very cool.
That is so cool. Let's see what we got next. Next up, we got Brad. Big Brad. Where's he at? Brad's got the double whammy.
Oh, Brad's got
Dolph and Carl. So, yeah, wow. Look at this. Carl's a big dude, but look at how he is. Remember that in the film, he didn't look. Remember, he kept going on his tippy toes?
Right.
He's going on his tippy toes there.
No.
So Brad's on the left there for anybody down the screen. That's Brad. So he sent that in. This one here is for Tony. We saw him at the Philly Comic-Con again in 2022.
Okay, cool.
He said he's so thankful that he went, that he smiled when he saw him in line because he was dressed like that. He was very gracious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, after his own heart.
Yeah. And then, like we showed earlier, Sophia and I saw him. Sophia asked him a question at the Q&A. She asked him if he saw the director's cut of Rocky IV and what his thoughts were. And he said, no, he hadn't. And he goes, what did you think? To Sophia. And she's like, I liked it a lot. And he goes, well, that's all that matters. That's why we do this. So you like it.
Yeah.
And then we went to take the picture. He goes, oh, it's the girl with the question. Good question.
Wow, good memory.
Yeah, right. So we came in, we shook hands, smiled. Such a gracious man. He's so, you know, when I had him sign the glove, I had him write what I wanted. We were chatting for just a few minutes. You know, yeah. You don't have a long time to talk.
Sure.
But, you know, you just, you hope the people that you meet from films you love are as nice as they seem, you know, or is going to be as good as they are, whatever. And
right.
he was over the top. He was just such a gentleman, and he respected and loved the fandom, no matter what it was, because when Sophia was asking him a question, he was talking about Star Wars first. Somebody else had asked about the Star Wars series.
Okay.
And then somebody else talked to him about Action Jackson. And then when Sophia went, she said, I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it back to Rocky. I have a question about Rocky. And he goes, don't you be sorry. He goes, I'm proud of all my work. And if my work is what you know, you love the Rocky series and that's what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he understood and respected it.
That's great.
I mean, let's face facts. I mean, Rocky made him a household name.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a person on the planet that doesn't know Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
So,
crazy. That's right. That's right.
Crazy, crazy, I tell you.
I remember Rocky IV in the pool, you know, throwing the ball to the dogs. He's like a monster. I mean, he's just freaking jacked.
Huge. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, like I said, we looked at him. Where's that? Look at this one here. We're just telling the rate no tomorrow. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got this one, which is just, I mean, he's shredded.
Yeah.
I didn't put this one up before. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
gone too soon.
Gone too soon. We like you said, we have his memory every time we put on the films. He'll never go anywhere.
I never got the chance or the opportunity, and I really regret that, you know.
I know, that's the hard part, you know. It's like I same with me with Burt Young. I didn't get to meet Burt Young, you know, and now he's gone and there's zero chance of meeting Burt Young.
Right.
You know, the others, I mean, obviously you hope you met Sly, I met Sly. I'm hoping to meet Dolph. I doubt we'll ever meet Talia Shire. She's never anywhere in public.
I know.
And Mr. T's another one. He's another
strange.
One. Oh, well, Hulk Hogan, too. I met Hulk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's very much – I mean, she might be out and about in California where she lives, but she doesn't do these Comic-Cons and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really the only shot you got at meeting these guys. Unless you live in California.
And Mr. T doesn't really do them. That surprises me.
Not that I've seen. I mean, I would think he would have a whole line full of people from Rocky and A-Team.
Right.
You know, he could make plenty of money off of that.
Sure. But, sure. I mean, remember the cereal? You know, the Mr. T cereal? I mean, the man was all over the place. Yeah.
Well, he's got, I mean, if he went and signed autographs, you got the A-Team, he's got Rocky III, obviously. And then he's got the WWE or WWF at the time.
Right.
With Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Remember he went out and did WrestleMania, whatever it was, with Hulk Hogan.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't into wrestling, but I know there's tons of people that would love to get him to sign something.
Right.
So I don't know. There's got to be a reason why he doesn't, because I know that those guys make a ton of money doing it.
Right.
But
now I'm going to be on the lookout and the search for Carl Weathers' football card. I got to get those cards.
I know, right? Yeah, we got to check eBay. I'm sure they're on eBay. Everything's on eBay.
Yeah, everything's on eBay. But they'd be nice to have in the collection. You know, frame them up and put them in there.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, okay. I got my well, I don't know if you can, Carl, or I got my Apollos, little guys, or I got my Funkos up there.
Yeah, I got the Funkos here.
And then I got these little pocket dudes.
Oh, yeah, you showed me those. Yeah, I have the Pop. I have the, I don't know, Mego or whatever that is there. Yeah. Raising the Uncle Sam suit, signed glove.
I don't have picture. That. Oh, I do got that one. Okay.
You have that?
I do. I just got it for Christmas.
Yeah. I know you. I saw that.
Yeah. But anyway, got Rocky and Apollo over there boxing in a ring, and you know, all over the place. You know, stuffed. I don't want to say stuffed animals, but you know what I'm talking about. Stuffed figure, like a plush figurine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an icon. The man's icon.
He absolutely
will never truly. He'll never truly die in our hearts and minds.
No, he absolutely won't. So, Carl, thank you for everything you've given us. We will be, you know, like you said, your spirit and your memory will live on with Rocky fans and with Star Wars fans and you know, Predator fans, Action Jacks, and all of the above. So you'll be around for a very long time. We appreciate everything you gave us. And we couldn't be more hit harder than it. It's just horrible. Man. But I hate to end on such a sad note, but it's kind of hard not to with an episode like this. But
you know, we've said it before. We got to stop doing. we can't because life is inevitable. But we've had some. It's been a tough year, and we will touch on that. I think next episode.
Next episode. Yeah, next episode, we got a whole year recap. Next episode is Rick and I's anniversary. One year of co-hosting the show together.
Let's rephrase that. It's our man-iversary.
There you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little better note. We'll end it on that note. So, tune in next week to watch all of our 1 year recap. But in the meantime, Carl, rest in peace, my friend.
Yes.
Yo, Apollo, you'll never be forgotten.
That's right. Wow.
Yep. Very sad. All right, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.